Happy Tuesday and welcome to today's daily teaching. I hope your week is going splendidly so far as we progress now onwards into the week. And today I wanted to talk about a topic of self-forgiveness. So when we think about forgiving somebody, we think about, you know, maybe what they have done to us that has caused us pain or pressure or upset or maybe frustrated us, and offering that element of forgiveness to somebody. The interesting thing with forgiveness is it doesn't mean that you condone behaviors by somebody, but in a way it's about forgiving their behavior so you can set yourself free. Because often when we need to forgive somebody, we're holding onto that pain and we're holding onto that level of frustration or anger, which is very real to us and not trivial whatsoever, but can, you know, hold us in a very stuck or negative place. And in a way, by forgiving someone, we allow them to not maybe be in our thoughts as much or to affect our emotional state or emotional self. So self-forgiveness is very similar. It's when we're holding ourselves in a place where we can't forgive ourselves for mistakes we have made. So things we have done and that are wrong or bad or maybe bad judgment calls. Or sometimes we can't forgive ourselves for things we haven't done. You know, so we feel like we should have gone for something in our life or achieve those goals or made those changes and we haven't, and we beat ourselves up about it. Or sometimes it can be that you can't forgive yourself for allowing something to happen to you. So maybe allowing somebody to treat you badly time and time again, or maybe being in a situation that you've allowed to carry on out of fear or out of anxiety or pressure or just not knowing what to do. But whatever category you fit into, and I think we all at some point probably fit into all categories, feeling like maybe we've done something wrong, whether it's minor or major, feeling like we, you know, have stopped ourselves in our tracks. And definitely at times, I think for myself personally, feeling like I've allowed certain things to happen in my life that I wish I hadn't. And everything in hindsight is wonderful. But what forgiveness does is it allows us, like I explained, to set ourselves free. When we are not forgiving ourselves for something, we are staying very, very stuck in a place. We can border on being very, you know, verbally abusive to ourselves and our mind, where we're giving out to ourselves, or this kind of just repetitive negative talk towards ourselves, or dialogue, as they would call it. It's just going on in the subconscious at the back of your mind and you may not even realize it's there. And I definitely think we can then perpetuate behaviors that kind of match up to this lack of self-forgiveness. So we might sabotage ourselves, we might procrastinate, we might tell ourselves we're not good enough. And then what seems to happen is more negativity is created. So I know for myself, over probably about, got to be about 6 years ago now, I went through a very difficult period with one of my family members. And I had to kind of cut a relationship with that person at that time, and it was very, very difficult for me. And even though I can reflect back on it now and know the reasons why I did it are still as valid now as they were then, and I know that I made the right decision, I did go into a place of feeling very, very guilty about it and not being able to forgive myself. And actually it has led on to the issues that I've been dealing with over the last number of years, such as weight gain. I struggle with acne, I'm, you know, having a little bit of issues around fertility, and all of those are being not helped by the fact that I've put on weight. And, you know, the cycle, it's kind of a catch 22. And through that process of over those number of years that I wasn't in communication with that person, which was almost 4 years up until 2016, very long period of my life, I got married in that period of time. And that person wasn't there, and it was a very, very, very difficult time. And I was just trying to get through it as best as I could, but not realizing, I suppose, that I wasn't forgiving myself, because I kept thinking about needing to forgive them as such. So what I found in that period is that I felt very, very stuck in the situation, and then went on to sabotage myself and was not connecting the two together. So here I am now in 2018 with only that kind of awareness of that in the last number of months. Everything is sorted, everything's fine, everything's put back together as such. And the relationship is mended and it's actually wonderful right now, and it's really connected. And I suppose after it connected back, I kind of looked at where I was, and I had blamed them for where I was. You know, I'm stressed, so I've put on this weight and I'm this and that. And ultimately I realized that, yeah, that definitely had an impact on me, but I made the decision of how I allowed myself to react to that. And what I would say to you is that I wasn't actually able to forgive myself for how that situation went, and all of the, you know, after consequences of the effects of that, and held myself in a period. So that is actually what can happen to you when you don't forgive yourself. So it's not that I necessarily did anything wrong or actually have anything to forgive myself for, but on some level I felt like I did. So over the last year I've tried to work through that a lot, and if those feelings of guilt or anxiety or pressure come up, you know, I have to really be very practical and realistic and break it down into steps and try and bring it into a better period of, I suppose, reality, if you want to say, and to kind of look at it realistically. So a bit of a long-winded story there, but I wanted to give you a personal example, you know, to make you know that, like, we all go through things like this, but to give you I suppose a real example of how these things can manifest, and like I was saying, perpetuating behaviors like sabotage or procrastination or overeating or overdrinking or, you know, undereating or overexercising, or these things that we, you know, reach out to. So I suppose what I'd ask you to do today is to think about areas in your life that you have made mistakes. Maybe you've made a mistake. Maybe you do need to apologize to somebody for something you've done. And think about that, or think about how you're beating yourself up about something you haven't maybe achieved, or, like I said, maybe stuff that you've allowed to happen. And even if it's not something that's going to happen overnight, which it won't, you know, as in you won't forgive yourself overnight, but you can just say a lovely mantra or a lovely affirmation, which is, I am in the process of forgiving myself. Because remember that you are a perfect person, no matter what you think about yourself, and your soul is perfect. And all of these things that go on around us, you know, hold us back from being that light and being that energy in the world that we want to bring out and move forward in. And what I would say to you is that no matter where you are now, you could be in a good place and not really have a lot of these things going on. And if so, that's wonderful. I'm delighted that that's where you're at. But if you do have some stuff there, you can actually move from it. Don't let these things kind of niggle away at you. And they can cause anger and frustration, you know. And what it does to the physical body as well can be quite heavy. So just, I suppose, have a think about that today. But I would like you to relate it to your life or to relate it to those areas and have a look and just start very gently over these next days, weeks, months, even the next year, working on forgiving yourself for those kind of whatever categories that you fall into. So I hope that's been beneficial at all. As always, do come back to me with any feedback that you have on anything that I'm sharing in terms of the teachings, or anything you'd like me to do a little bit more work on. I have some really good stuff that I'm introducing into It's Time For Me over the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to be announcing a little bit more of that towards the end of the week on the Facebook group and to you by email as well. So have a really great day, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.